Hello.
Hello, good evening. Is Regina Culver there?
Is who?
Regina Culver.
Speaking.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
I got a question. How long is this going to take?
Between 5 to 8 minutes.
Okay. Yes, I am.
Thank you. Now, I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed including black or African American, or other mixed race?
I'm black.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will
I'm most definitely going to vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
51.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote.
I'm extremely motivated.
And on a scale from... On a scale from 0 to 10?
Oh, on a scale from 0 to 10?
Yes.
10, I'm highly motivated.
Thank you. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
It's somewhat important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican?
I'm a Democrat, proudly.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied?
It's going to hell in a handbasket if they don't get better. And I'm talking about the politics and all the way around. No, it's not funny. I'm being real serious because the things that they're doing these days is absolutely positively ridiculous.
Yeah.
And if some don't change soon, all ain't going to be well.
Thank you for your opinion. But between dissatisfied and very dissatisfied, which one would you pick?
What, with the way that the, answer me the question again.
Yes. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
I'm very dissatisfied in the direction in which it's going.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Is it big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed? Republicans in Congress? The Biden administration?
Republicans in Congress.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important.
You have to read the question for me again because just a little bit of your dialect, I missed. Say that one more time.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. Each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
The first one is fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Reducing crime.
8.
Ensuring our borders are secure.
5.
Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
10.
Making housing more affordable.
10.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
10.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to switch gears a bit. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
That's neutral. I would say neutral. I feel like he's doing the best he can with what he got.
Between somewhat approve and somewhat disapprove, where do you lean?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Black Lives Matter.
50.
Mitch McConnell.
0.
Donald Trump.
Negative 250.
From the scale from 0 to 100?
0.
Thank you. Cornel West?
Cornel West, give him a 0 too. He a brother, but he ain't about it.
The Democratic Party?
We'll give him a 75.
Joe Biden?
Give Joe an 80.
Kamala Harris?
Sixty-five.
The U.S. Supreme Court?
0.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden? If undecided, please just let me know.
Joe Biden.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Now, that right there, I don't think that's none of your business.
Okay. Thank you. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried?
I'm very concerned. Yes, very worried. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for a bit once again. And now I'd like to read you 2 statements about an important issue facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. Statement A, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our community safer. Or statement B, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs, and mental health in order to get at root causes of crime to make our community safer.
B.
And would that be somewhat more statement B or much more statement B?
Much more statement B.
Thank you. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Is it yes, a lot?
Yes.
And is it yes, a lot, yes, some, or only a little?
Yes, some.
Thank you. And what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
It hasn't changed my opinion at all.
Okay. We do have the options somewhat more favorable and somewhat more unfavorable. Where do you lean more?
I'm going to decline to ask that question because your two options don't fit my view.
Okay. Thank you. Now I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his
Hold on. I agreed to a 10-minute conversation. We 10 minutes and 24 seconds.
We still have a few more questions to go, but we're about to finish, I promise.
Okay, well, let's speed up, because I said 10 minutes was fine, but like I said, we go on more than 10 minutes.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read to you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. The first one is invested $12 billion through Medicaid that allowed people to continue access home care and raise wages for home care workers. How important of an accomplishment is that to you? Is it very important, somewhat important?
Very important.
Provided $123 billion in new funds for the upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12.
Very important.
Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position.
Very important.
Capped out-of-pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year.
Very important.
Created infrastructure law, which is eliminated lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And is that a somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. We're around the corner to finishing, I promise. But now I'd like to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason to vote, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. Once again, you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities. It's threatening all the advancement our communities has fought so long for. We can't stand by as they try to make us backwards. It's our responsibility and in our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future.
10.
Gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our 10. Communities and young. Let me go through with it. We'll hold back. It is.